So the learning today should be as chassi ilin nishmas adiras tchaver chaim elizabeth ben shimshinari as well as as chus for an ilin nishama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Menachem ben Tzion. It should also be as chus for shleima for chaim doiv ben minarachol chadaliyah b'shein derachol and abadati ben peril as well as as chus for all those in the makam sekundin eretz yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So we start today the topic of hisayrus. Hisayrus talking about to inspire us to do avodas Hashem, to inspire us to actually give a darn about doing Torah mitzvahs. So he says like this on page 655. He says, "Hisayrus hu kol gadol b'tayra." Inspiration is an integral part of Torah. Is that kol adam, and it's the chiyuv of a person. Shegitein leiv, then he should motivate himself l'hisayrer liyira liava to properly feel inspired to fear and to love Hashem. L'kayim kol davar tayv kesikunai kedas, and to fulfill every mitzvah as required by halacha. Ma'alasayz, what to do. V'lim shechiyodam yasayz kara, and to remove your hand from doing any evil. What should a child do if there's nothing there to awaken him, to inspire him? And the Yetzirah casts a spell on a person that the Yetzirah puts a person into a deep sleep and does not allow us to become inspired. The Yetzirah wants us to feel like we're going through the motions, and the Yetzirah wants us to feel like we're bored with Judaism. But there's hope for everyone. A person has to wage a war with strategies. You have to plan in order to succeed in this area. It's only when the Yetzirah runs rampant that a person forgets that he has the Yetzirah. Don't wait until it's too late. But before the Yetzirah is able to get a hold of you, work on yourself. Do what I did in the topic of Gadar, to write down the inspiration that you need for each matter, and read it. Learn Sfarim. So a person should stop and think, what is it about Judaism that makes you, that inspires you? Why are we doing it? Are we simply doing it because we were born into it and we feel like we have to, and it's an obligation, or we feel social pressure? And by the way, maybe that is the motivation. It's a sad motivation, but maybe that is motivation enough. Person feels social pressure. Or are we doing it because we want to raise children, we love our children, and we feel that this is the best life for them? Or are we doing it because we feel a connection to Hashem? Or maybe we, you know, it doesn't have to be the same motivation on a daily basis. You know, sometimes it could be, wow, Hashem was really with me this week. So you jot it down and you write it. And then before you start the Shmona Esrei, you recall that incident that made you feel good. You know, I was in the hospital. And it made me appreciate Asher Yatzar, because when you're under anesthesia, you're hooked up to a catheter and you lose the use of your muscles. And after the anesthesia, while it's wearing off, you don't have the same faculties. And so when you're able to go and relieve yourself properly, it's mamish. It you feel and you appreciate it because you say, wow. Suddenly, I understand. I say Asher Yatzar, and it says, and if one of them was closed up, the person would not be able to exist even for a short period of time. And you can Taka say it with that motivation. Now, that motivation is not going to stay with me for the next 5 years, but at least for the period that it inspires me, I use that as an inspiration. I want to learn. I want to say an Asher Yatzar. I want to daven. And so whatever your inspiration is, whatever your connection is, that's what you should write it down and refer to it. Or as he says, learn Sfarim that motivate you, that inspire you. If it's something that's relevant on a daily basis, then you should read it on a daily basis. And if it's something that's only relevant from time to time, then when it's relevant, you should read about it. Meaning, if a person gets inspired by Pesach or by Sukkot or by Tisha B'Av, so then when it's nearing Tisha B'Av, learn about Tisha B'Av and inspire yourself. How good something is at the right time. And he says it's also smart for a person to explain or to mention inspiration to members of your family in their time. In other words, spend the time educating your family about this idea of being ma'irer them, about them feeling motivated that they actually want to serve Hashem, that they actually feel a relationship with God. And he says, because once you're educating them and you're spelling it out, in an educational manner, to make them understand what each mitzvah is, And you can explain to them, yeah, we have this new mitzvah coming up, or we have Tisha B'Av coming up, and here's what it's about, and here's the halachas of the 3 weeks, and here's the halachas of the 9 days. And as you're going through the halachas, ma tam yesh, but you're going to give the reason, you're going to explain how it works. Similarly, you can explain a certain avero, ma chumra, a certain chumra, and how we should distance ourselves from averos. Gamhu Yosef das. That also increases your own knowledge. If you have to teach someone, you have to. It's going to internalize it even better for you, because when you're exerting the effort to explain it to someone, you have to have a good grasp yourself of the topic that you're explaining. So you're now going to be ma'irer yourself at the same time that you're being ma'irer whoever it is, your children, your wife, members of your household, whoever it is that you're educating. And so it's not only going to work for them, but it's going to work for you as well. And that's the idea he says, the Gemara in Taina says that the Mefarshim said that I learned a lot from my Talmidim, even more from my friends, but the most from my own Talmidim. Mi Talmida Yosem Mikulam. Why? Because my Talmidim, first of all, forced me to get a good understanding in order to be able to educate them. And secondly, they ask good questions, they push back. They want to understand. And now suddenly, you know, there's a back and forth. And now I get an even better understanding myself based on the questions that they ask me. It's also wise for a person to learn how to use external motivations to push you, to have joy, to be besimcha when you do mitzvahs. Each one at its time as it's relevant. So he says, for example, you know, we make fun of people that we see dancing around doing mitzvahs. We think that they're a little off. But the truth is that sometimes that should be the motivation. We should use an external attribute, whatever it is, whether it's singing, smiling, praising, laughing, whatever we can, and that will be ma'irer us. And now we're going to be doing the mitzvah of the simcha. He says the expression of your face will show your feeling or the way you move. He says as long as people aren't making fun of you and as long as it doesn't look like you're a balgaiva, you should do more and even more. And he gives examples, like for example, people wear a special big day Shabbos or a big day lavan when they do a mitzvah, special clothing that they put on. Again, things that will be ma'ira them, that will put them in the mood of I'm doing something special. He says, when you are motivating yourself outwardly, it's going to impact you inwardly. So it's a very important idea. It's not something that we normally think about, but it's not enough just to say I'm a oyver Hashem, I'm a shomer Shabbos, I learn Torah. We should be happy. We should realize how lucky we are to be living this life, to be chosen by Hashem to be one of His Am Nivchar, and that we should use motivation to be b'simcha. We shouldn't just go through the motions and say, okay, it's another day and I have to do it and I have to be here. We're doing it already anyway. I say this all the time. We're doing Torah mitzvahs anyway. We might as well do it and do it for the right reasons and have the proper intent and be zoicha to a greater level of relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.